Hey there, this is Mady Damon, Families Director at City Church Tulsa. I'm so excited that you chose to join us for day three of our Lent journey. But before we jump into the passage I'm going to share, I want us to do something fun yet practical together. It's a kids' version of a deep breathing exercise. I know it may make you feel silly, but if you'll humor me, I promise it will help relieve some of today's tension and calm your heart and mind so that you're better able to absorb the word of the Lord. Okay, let's give it a shot. Cup your hands together like you're holding a bowl of hot soup. Lean your face in close to it and inhale like you're smelling something so delicious. And then exhale to cool it off. Let's do it again. Inhale and exhale to cool off the soup. One last time. Inhale and exhale. Great job. Now that we're a little more focused, let's dig in. In the season of Lent, we deny ourselves or fast from something that holds our attention or is some sort of source of comfort. And what we do instead is spend more time in intentional prayer with the Lord. When we do this, we come to depend on the Lord's presence at a deeper level. And this got me thinking about Psalm 91 and what it says about the presence of God. So I'm going to read Psalm 91 from the Message version. If you're able, try to stop what you're doing, close your eyes, and meditate on the words as you hear them. Psalm 91 says, "You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow, say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe." That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched, watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you and throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, wow. To say that we can find refuge in you, that we can hide under your large outstretched arms, that we're safe, that nothing can get to us because it has to go through you first. It's amazing. And God, all we have to do is lean into you. And so, Lord, right now we do that. We're calling to you in our trouble. We're calling to you with our confusion. We're calling to you when the things that we're fasting from right now are calling to us. Help us, Lord, to draw near to you because you are our provider, our protector, and our refuge and strength. Thank you for the promises you made to look out for us, that we can trust you, and that you want to know us. So, Lord, help us to remember that today, throughout the day, and all the days coming forth. Lord, we thank you for your Son, for the Holy Spirit, and for our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now take a few moments to be in God's presence. Curl into him and let him hold you. Find refuge in our Father. And if you need to, maybe take a few more deep breaths before signing off. Thank you.